theoretically 15 minutes for Kiribati, which won't do. So we can take time out of tea if need be, democratically voted. So can we hand over to Shuriti? Do you want to just very briefly locate your paper, and then we have Isha and Sarah again. So over to you.
Good morning, everyone, again. My case study is basically focusing on the rural communities we've been working with. And like the title of my case study is the Touching the Untouched. And this is the title that I have chosen because I think that it suits the activities that we'll be doing with the communities. And like with the frontline program, we've been working with the communities on like doing study on what's the impact and issues that they've been having regarding the disaster risk and also the climate change. So from this title, we've been like using this traditional knowledge because like we can't provide like a lot of funds to support the program that we have been working with the communities. And like with our country, it's like a small island, like with atoll islands. We don't have mountains, we don't have like rivers like you have here. So it's like a low island, and we depend entirely, like for the income, especially for those unemployed, depend on the copra cutting from the trees, and also like for their survival for water, they depend on underground well water. So with the impacts of climate change and disaster risk, we have farmers that are like the result of the survey that has been done with the front line has been shown that like the sea level rise and high temperature increase has been the most problem that face all the things in the community. So because most people, they live in a small island, and because of the sea level rise, they have to move from the coastal area to move inland to build houses. And so with this kind of problem, they face like with the planting, like home gardening, they have limited space to plant things because they don't have much land. And also with a long period of like drought, no rain, we can't use like the rainwater for drinking or consumption, something like that. So we have to depend on the underground water. And that's where we've been working with some of the government and some of the NGOs to partner, like build that partnership with them so we can like we can join hands together to support the community with what funds we have available. Because like for us, we are not like paying people if we meet with them, only with the like, we just have to pay the transportation and anything that they need for the meeting. So with this program, we've been doing like the with the community, we do like the mapping exercise and also like the developed community development plan, so they have their own plans. And so we are not there to tell them what plans we need, but we let them participate in the training or in the workshop so they can know the plan and they don't have to blame us if they don't achieve what they have decided. So that's what we've been working with, and so like the priority is the water and food security. So that's what we've been working on with that.
Can I just, before I agree to, hello Manu.
Hello John.
Do you want to just say, I think everybody probably knows you. Welcome, thanks for getting here.
Thank you very much and allowing me to be slightly late for the session.
Okay.
Looking forward. Thank you.
Nisha, do you want to start?
Okay. While reading not just Kiribati, we were assigned to read three case studies, and while reading, we discussed among ourselves, and while reading, what we found is all the DRR leads to livelihood problems, and livelihood is kind of an integral part for DRR. So there has to be something to do with the livelihood as well, for the disaster risk reduction. That one thing came into our mind. And the next thing is, while reading the papers, also we also found that in our paper also there are so much of shortcomings, and we need to add on this also, we forgot this also, we have to add this. It came into our mind, by going through all the papers and analyzing the papers in the 5-6 questions that you all circulated, we kind of did that. So coming into Kiribati, so it's kind of a really interesting story how the community-led actions move into the home garden part, a new thing for us as well. What we found was that there are problems everywhere, whether it's the sea or land. We don't have sea, but the new thing is about the problems of sea, the lack of fresh water, and the things, those kinds of problems were identified, talking about the case study of Kiribati, that is the touching the untouched. Well, Bhumisha ma'am could also add after. So the thing is, we followed the template that Terry sent. So the new ideas are regarding the problem. It was the problem is about the coastal area, lack of fresh water, the saline water intrusion into it. So because of that, there is lack of food and migration of the people to the higher land areas. And to that problem, how the community dealt was kind of quite interesting on that. So for us, the new ideas on that, what we could generate was new is the methodology, the solutions are different, but the approach is same everywhere. How we go to the community, how we involve the organizations working in that, how we approach the government to get into the problem. So the approach is same. The methodologies and the solutions are different, but the approach is same. So that was the part. And the interesting part was that this unique dissemination of this awareness methods, that in your case study, it's mentioned that there were new products, new farming vegetables, which the community didn't know about. And what you did was some kind of cooking recipes for the new food, because the island people were not aware of that. So that's kind of new idea, disseminating of the cooking recipes and having the cooking classes for them also. That was kind of a very new thing for us. So unique dissemination part was that. So that kind of, so what is different from our work is actually livelihood loss is a major concern. Well, in our case, we basically count physical loss and dead bodies and vulnerable structures and those things. But the livelihood part is somehow missing in our works. So this, whereas in this part, the livelihood is the major focus. So this case study is somewhat different in that case. So. Going through this case study, what we came to know was that the community people, they prepared a seed community development plan, and they prioritized that there is a scarcity of water, so there has to be some kind of access to water to that, and also home gardening was a kind of option that was identified by the case study. So the development plan highlighted that. So we wanted to know more about was that the plan is developed, but more about the plan. What does the plan tell about? Just highlighted that CDP, the Community Development Plan, they prepared the Community Development Plan in consultation with the community, and it highlighted that access to water and development of home garden were the two factors. But what other factors was identified by the plan? It's not mentioned in that thing. So we'd like to know more about what was all in the plan. So that is the one thing. Another thing is that in the case study it's mentioned that there is a traditional knowledge which was faded in the community for the growing of crops, and that traditional knowledge which was earlier faded is now revived. So what kind of traditional knowledge is that? What kind of indigenous knowledge is that? That maybe that can be a very good, or that can be a learning experience for the transferring that indigenous knowledge to other communities that learn from that also. So what kind of traditional knowledge are you talking about? And more on that methodology, so that if there is a kind of methodology on this kind of traditional knowledge is very good, can be an example for other communities as well. So what kind of traditional knowledge is we're talking about? So I would like to know more on that. And another thing is that the case study is basically like it's done on the 14 communities of Maracay Island. So more on the data of information of the beneficiaries, how many people were benefited from that? Is it only the 14 communities, or what does that community mean? Is it like a household or a group of people? What kind of like more detailed, if it's more detailed out, like this number of people were then benefited from that and covering the area, and what cost was related to get benefited? So more information, if there could be more information on the beneficiaries, no? How many numbers, what was the cost involved? So we can have like a kind of cost for disaster risk reduction, that is the unit cost. So if there can be that kind of information, then it would be more helpful to that. So and another thing, I would like to know more about the outcomes of the activities here in this case study. Here you mentioned, in this case study it's mentioned that through this participatory planning exercises, the community benefited, the community was kind of capacity building activities were done and for their self-development. So, but what kind of capacity building activities for their self-development? That is not mentioned, so I would like to know more about what kind of capacity building activities were done and what it benefited to the, how the community benefited from those activities. What was the impact of those kind of capacity building activities? Is it only the home gardening training that you talked about, or are there other capacity building activities or not, so that the community gets benefited for the climate change adaptation which you are talking about in this case study? So that was that I want to know more about. And suggestions, I just followed the template, so I wrote my notes on that. So suggestions would be some more infographics, pictures, and on that would be the flowchart, how the process, whole process took place on that. So any infographics on that would make the story more impactful. And the other thing would be if you have thought of any strategy for replicating what has been successful, any strategies for that, to replicating that part to, or if you have already done that, you have done that to 14 communities, or if you have been thinking of replicating it to other communities, if there is, it is there, or it's already done, or what's there, what is the replicating strategy if you are thinking about it? So that would be kind of suggestion. And going through the case study, the objectives of the case study, when we looked into the objectives, regarding the other part of this case study, the objectives are a little bit too broader objectives. So if you could simplify those objectives, I don't know. It's our opinion. So if we can simplify those objectives a little bit, so it would be more. It's a little bit specific objectives to that. That would be one part. The one thing that I like about this case study about the work is that that you have been working with, there is a kind of collaborative work with the like agriculture officer, island council, the water technician, all the government people. They are all, I guess they are all the government people. So all the government people are involved in this work, and like the FPAT, the organization is kind of facilitating that government, and the government people are actually going to the field and they are giving the training to the community. So that is quite interesting, you know, like having the government on board, and they are the ones who are taking the responsibility, and they are monitoring if the gardens are operating well or not. The agriculture officer, the island council officer, they themselves are involved in this. This is very good. So I want to know how is it actually working? Are the government people, how they are involved in this? Is there any kind of political will, or how you get the government motivated to work like in the like, how the government is taking the lead in this kind of activity? Because it's very difficult to have that kind of support. A government is positive. They always hear in Nepal also, they are positive. They always like encourage us. But while going into the field and doing the work, it's very difficult to get them on board and have their support, continuous support in that kind of activities. So this part is the involvement of government on a great part is very. So I would like to know more about how is the government's involvement in this process, and a little bit more about the participatory process, which you mentioned that government, the other organizations, the community people, the council people, all those together, they are involved, and this activity is done. So how is this participatory process being taken place? So if you could elaborate more on that, it would be it would be in the case study, it would be better. So other thing, to strengthen, it would be a kind of detailed methodology on the process. On the process would be kind of better to others to follow that process as well. So if you can highlight some of the process of the methodology that you have opted, that would be better on that. And it's regarding all the case studies, that if there can be any standard templates to follow, so that, because while going through the case studies, some case studies are like 18 to 20 pages, some cases are like 2-3 pages. So if we can have a kind of standard template for all the case studies, then it would be uniform within us as well. So yeah, so that's my comment to the case study.
Okay, can I ask you to put in your questions and then give you an answer, a possibility to answer them together in one go, and then anyone else who wants to say things, it might be easier to package it into one answer period. Okay, so Sarwar, if you...
Yeah, thank you. I agree most of the comments you had made, so I will not repeat myself on what you have already said, but again, I think maybe islands are lucky that the government responds positively to island people. Again, this is a collaborative action, which is, I think, great. Congratulations. You mentioned briefly about replacing modern technology with the traditional knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm more interested. I think it would be good to have more information regarding that, and why you think that modern technology should be replaced by traditional knowledge, and how traditional knowledge would be synthesized and made applicable as well. I'm also interested to know more about community development plans and what kind of tools were used to develop that, and how much time it took. plan was implemented and followed as they were agreed upon, and if there were any changes in that, why those changes had happened. Again, the question which I raised in the last case study, inter-community dynamics are missing. I would like to know more about that. So I don't have much to say about that, except that it's a fascinating work and a successful story. Is it possible to be replicated in other areas or not? That would be useful.
Thank you. You're meeting. Anyone want to say anything before you have a go?
I'm wondering whether we break for coffee and then come back to listen to Aviti's responses, and whether we carry on with this case of the
coffee. My take would be to have the responses and then have short coffee.
Okay.
Because the comments are fresh in one's mind. We can always bring our coffee back in here. But once we start moving around, is that okay?
Okay.
Transportable coffee?
Not really, because it's the urns.
Yeah, but you fill your cup and you put it in here.
Sure.
So,
over to you, I think.
You sit on game with you? You're getting the coffee first, or like already?
If you want to get coffee and come back and then you go, that's okay too.
I think we listen to her, take
the
coffee.
Yeah,
okay.
Break for the whole
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, maybe I start off with CDB first, because that's the one that leads our work.
Mm-hmm.
And also with the partnership with the government. Like with the, firstly, when we started the frontline program, and we have to engage like our partner NGOs to work with the survey. And so in that case, we built up like meeting with those NGOs on what's going on with the survey and what happened and what kind of work they've been doing relating to that issue. And then we started to think that it is better that we set up our committee for disaster risk reduction and climate change adaptation, so we can have everyone together that to work together with the community on, instead of like duplicating activities to the community or funds that we've been getting from donors. So in that sense, we set up a committee, like a task force committee, and also we involve the ministry that relates directly working with the environment. So in that case, we have one rep from the office like joining us as part of our task force committee. And that task force committee, we have like different ministries rep that relate our work with, like with the Ministry of Education, and like with the Office of the President, where they deal with disaster and climate change, and also with environment and agriculture. So we have these people in our committee. So every time we conduct any activities with the committee, we come back and we have like every quarter, we call up a meeting like in this task force committee. And so we report on what we have done with the community and what our plans that we'll be doing. So in that case, they were there and they listened to us, and they listen to the report and then they give what they think about that thing. And then they mention also that there's nothing has been set up like a network or a committee that deals with disaster risk management and also climate change in country. So they ask us that they were happy with the initiative that we did in setting up that committee. So they were supporting, they said that they really like the committee and the way we report to them. So they promise us that they will support us in everything. So in that way, when we are going to visit the communities, each island we have to, what is it? We have to consult also with the ministry concerning the, like the Ministry of Internal Affairs, dealing with the local governments on the islands. So we deal with them, and then they have to inform the local councils that our NGO has to come, and we have a new program working with them on this kind of issue. So from there, they provide the support from the island, like the local governments. And so in consultation with the island councils, they provide like support, I think, because like with the agriculture assistant on the island, it's being paid by the Ministry of Agriculture. So they said that they have their people there working every day with the community so we can involve them in our work. So once we leave the island of the community, they are there to help and support the community in areas relating to their technical expertise. So we involve the island technician, and also with agriculture, basically with that, and also with the island program officer, island project officer. So we are working together and in partnership with the government in these community programs, because we can't just go there without informing the government, because in there we won't get any support if we just go directly to the community. And then from there, with the island councils, they have all their, like their ward island council in each community, and that's where they support us when we visit their communities. So they gather everyone in the community and they provide like, they are there like monitoring and doing things for the program. But in there, like if we do the community development plans, it's like we have to do like a 2-day workshop. Like they analyze the issues, they map out what kind of assets they have on their area and what kind of problems they face and what kind of like resources or things that they need to support them with their issues. And there in that development plans, that's where they collected what they think should be done for the government, for their community, for development. So in there, they have to prioritize their issues. Like they find that they have water, food security, and other like coastal erosion. So from there, they have to prioritize, and then from there, they decide that water is a priority. Because if they don't have enough like fresh water, they can't plant their garden. So that's where they put up all those priority. And then with that, those CDPs or community development plans and priorities, we have to compile them, put them together, and then like give the island council to have it as a copy, because we just want them to be involved so we don't have to do things that would go against what their plans is for the island. So we share the plans with the island council. And that's where they can fit in, or they can have a comment if they think it fits for the island, then we go working together with them on that. Otherwise, they have to amend to what they think should be done. But we are not there to tell them what to do, but we are just collecting, like facilitating the activities for the communities and the island council. And that's where we get the support from the government on that. We are working closely with them, like we don't just go directly to the community. And sometimes we don't have like funds to work on some other things, but the government provides us to like transport and some other stuff, and that's where we get their support to implement those activities.
So how long will the whole process take, like approaching you, the organization approaching the government, and government giving the approval to work in that community and also supporting? So is it a long process or
no, it's a
like
short one, because like in the committee that we have members from those ministries. So once we present them our report and the issues and the challenges, from there they just said that they have to work on it and then let us know. They have to just go directly with the Island Councils on our behalf. So we don't have to go right to make an appointment with the ministry for consultation of anything. They just, like members of our committee are doing it for us. And from that committee, I think we were really, like my board members were happy because like the committee that we have for disaster and climate change, the government has asked us to bring that to make it as a national, like because we have already initiated that kind of committee for disaster and climate change. So they have, like they set up a big committee now, like a national committee, like the Kiribati National Network for Disaster and Climate Change Adaptation. So they have everyone, but it's not only us now with our partners, but it's so like with the national, like every ministry is that related to that work.
So what other types of capacity building activities that needs to take place apart from the home gardening?
Like we have some of them because we don't have much money to support the activities and some of their plans. So we do some of the proposal writing training, like translate the templates, like OSCE templates, we translate it into local language and then train them how to fill up those proposal forms. So once the our program finish with them, they are able to write and seek assistance for themselves. So there's another capacity building that we did. And also like with the use of water, like with the water technician, we can't afford to have like the power electricity one. So we have the hand pump, like the, with the pipe and hand pump to access to water from the remote area to the community. So what we did, we trained like the communities to fix and to repair those pumps because we want them to maintain the pump once our program and then they're able to maintain the pump to get fresh water. And so also we relate with the cooking demonstration. Because like for our people back at home, they don't really know how to cook and know how to eat the, like the imported seeds, like eggplants, tomatoes, something like that. So we have to introduce the, using also the local vegetables that we have. So we are just trying to equip the women and everyone in the community.
So, Ruti, thank you. Can we have a break? 15 minutes, including bring your tea and coffee here, where you can anything else you want to.